Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler, second day of the Major League Draft. Last night, first round and second round, and the Padres in the second round, their first selection, took Austin Smith, right-handed pitcher from Park Vista High School in Boynton Beach, Florida. If you're an astute Padre fan, you know that's the same high school that last year's first-round pick, Trey Turner, went to. And you might say to yourself, boy, two in a row from the same high school? They must have a pretty good program. And you would be very, very right. One of the top baseball programs in the entire nation, and the steward of the program is their head coach, Larry Greenstein, and he joins us now on the Cholula Hotline. Hey, Coach, appreciate it. And first and foremost, congrats on another great season there for the Cobras.
Well, thank you very much. We've been blessed with a lot of talent and great coaching staff, so it's a team effort down here.
No, absolutely. So let's jump right into it here with Austin Smith. Tell us a little bit about your ace. We spoke to him a few minutes ago. It seems like a tremendous kid. We know about the fastball, the changeup, the curveball, but from a coach's perspective, give us your scouting report on Austin.
Well, first of all, I think it goes deeper than that. I mean, my son started playing Little League with him when he was about 8 years old, so I followed him and really most of my team since then. And, listen, he's a very gifted athlete, no doubt about it. Comes from a great family with a lot of, great support back there on the home front. And honestly, I know you've heard about the loose arm and looks like he's playing catch and here comes a 92-mile-an-hour fastball at you. But, the things as a coach, you want is he's a coachable kid. He works very hard, and he wants to succeed. And those are all ingredients for success. So I just can't wait for him to get started.
Hey, Coach, Bill Center here. I'd like to start, before we talk about Austin Smith, the player, the young man seems to be very personable, he seems to be a very nice young man. Could you just fill in a little bit about what type of a background, what type of kid he is?
You're exactly right. I mean, he's liked by all his peers. Teachers love him. He's just one of those good-natured kids. He's got a great demeanor about him. He's got a good sense of humor. But when it's time to work, he works. When it's time to play, he plays. He's just like any other high school kid, but he's got something special going on, and we're really proud of him.
One of the things that intrigues me is when Mark Connor was talking last night. He was talking about his changeup. And as you know, as a high school coach, a lot of high school pitchers aren't developing a changeup in high school. And from what I understand, he uses his changeup as a weapon, as part of his repertoire, and he's not afraid to throw it. Where did he pick it up, and how good is it at his age?
Oh, it's extremely well. Listen, I believe, I've been in this a long time, and I believe the changeup's probably one of the most underused, underutilized pitches that there is. You want to disrupt hitting, and the best way I know to do it is by changing speeds. So we work on it all the time, and you're right. I mean, he's not perfect. No one's perfect, but when he gets it going, when he gets that, changeup going along with his 92 to 96-mile-an-hour fastball, it's obviously very deceptive. The only problem we have at the high school level is sometimes his changeup would be someone else's fastball, and we're not throwing it to an 8-9 hitter. He may throw it against 3-4 in the lineup who have a quick bat, but the thing is, we don't even use it as much because we think we're doing him a favor. But he'll need it where he's going.
Oh, that's funny.
That's really funny.
That's really good.
But also makes all the sense in the world.
Absolutely.
When you think about sort of the range of ability that these hitters are facing, on a weekend-to-weekend basis in high school. Larry Greenstein is the head coach at Park Vista High School in Boynton Beach. He coached Austin Smith. You said you've known him since he was a kid playing Little League, growing up with your son. So how quickly maybe did you realize, hey, this is a special baseball player, not just a really gifted guy that's going to be able to play high school baseball at the varsity level, but that he could be a top draft pick someday and hopefully a major leaguer?
Well, you know what? I don't have a crystal ball. I leave that for the scouts, if you would. But I've known him, like you said, since he's 8. And I've just known he's just been a gifted kid. To say I knew he'd be where he is today would be I'd be kidding myself. I'm not that good of a scout myself. But, the bottom line is I've seen him progress every year. And I guess what you're interceptions. By the time his sophomore season came around, he actually was on the varsity staff. I really wasn't intending on bringing him up. He had some arm injuries. I knew he had the capability. I did not want to rush him. But out of necessity, we said, here you go. You know, we'll start him off slow. And, you know, he just hit the ground running and had a really good sophomore year. And we said, you know what? You know, I've known him a long time, but boy, he's really improved from the year before. And then next thing you know, it's his junior year, and you know, then there's another few more miles an hour on a fastball and better command, and you know, just his presence out there. He just hates to lose, or I'll say he loves to win. Let's put it that way. And then by his senior year, well, everybody knew about him. You know, once he pitched in that state semifinal game a year ago, went 1-0. Through like 82 pitches and 7 2/3 inning, lost a heartbreaker, 1-0, and it was just impressive how we just went after guys with him, and he was amazing, and I think that really put him on the charts.
What's the toughest part about coaching somebody like this with that kind of ability and sort of, you know, not maybe over relying on him or anything like that? I imagine there are challenges to having a kid like this and an arm like that.
Well, you know what they say, success. Success breeds new challenges, and this certainly was one of them, those. You know, I compared it to a little while ago about riding a Ferrari. You know, you get in that Ferrari, you go around the turn, you ease into it, and all of a sudden you hit the straighter when you're going, let me put the pedal down and let's see what this baby can do. But you know what? I have an obligation not only to the team, but to Austin. His parents have been great. I've known them a long time. They trusted me, you know, with this kid, or all the kids, as I should say, and you know, you're right. I was not going to put any victory in front of anybody's future. And it was nerve-wracking for me at times because, you know what, I do. I have a kid's future in my hands. He trusted me. The parents trusted me. And you want to make sure you make all the right decisions for everybody involved. So we always kept a close count on pitch counts and how he was feeling, how he was throwing. And, you know, we did not use him 2 weeks, or, you know, more than once a week. You know, we would throw him what we threw him, and then we throw a bullpen, and we do our running, and, you know, we were real careful with him, but I would do that with anybody's kid.
The curveball, I've heard that he works generally in high school. He's worked 92, 93 on the fastball, and right. We know he has a curve. Is it the traditional curve? Is it more the late-breaking curve that we see now, or what type of a curveball is it?
You know what, it's I guess you could call it traditional. You know, it's not 12-6. You know, but he's getting there. I mean, he's got some huge hands. He's got, you know, nice loose arm. And I think once he gets to that next level and, you know, and your pitching coaches over there at San Diego get a hold of him and, you know, due to the fact that he is learning everything every year, I see him adjusting real well. I think he's going to have a really good breaking ball by the time it's all over. Whether they end up going to a cut fastball or slider, that's up to the big guys in your organization to figure out. But, you know what, there's nothing, you know, I see this kid every day. I've seen him every day for forever, and there's nothing that he can't pick up. I really believe that, you know, but just one step at a time. You know, now he's got a velocity, he's got a body that's, you know, amazing, and you know what, he's growing into it, and now he's ready for the next step.
He's really good. I mean, by the time he's finished growing, he's going to be a big, strong kid.
Right. Well, what's amazing is you should see him, you know, I played him in the outfield at times. I didn't do it a lot this year. Again, you know, you're kind of leery. You know, I put him out there and said, okay, don't throw. Run the ball in. I don't care what you do. But, you know, honestly, he played first base for me a lot when he wasn't pitching. You know, he's a team guy. You know, wherever we, you know, we had a few gifted athletes that could play multiple positions. And sometimes he'd play outfield if I needed. He, you know, he could do that. He could play first base very well. And, you know, just he's that kind of guy. You just give him a little direction, give him a little work, and then next thing you know, he's performing at a high level.
Certainly somebody to be excited about. We're talking, of course, about Austin Smith, the Padres' first selection last night, number 51 overall, the head baseball coach at Park Vista High School, one of the top programs in the nation. Larry Greenstein is with us. Coach, really appreciate the time and the insight. Congratulations on your season and on more success for your kids, which I'm sure you're thrilled about.
Well, thank you, guys, and good luck to your season this year.
Thank you very much. We'll see what we can do here.
Right.
Coach Larry Greenstein from Park Vista. Thanks again, Coach. He was on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Great little story there,
right,
about not letting him, you know, use the changeup necessarily, particularly against the
bottom of the order.
Because to those kids, it's like a hittable fastball.
Right. And they have no idea the difference between a fastball and a changeup.
Too funny.
I did want to ask Larry, what has he got coming next year?
Exactly. Who are we taking from Park Vista?
Next year.
Yeah, the Cobras are now basically the 4A team or the 1A team or the rookie team.
Team of the Padres.
Yeah, for the Padres. Funny stuff. All right, take a break, come back. More Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio right after this.